Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:16 now on this Friday morning, cloudy Friday morning. And remember what, I don't know who it was that said this. Let's go ahead and go with Sun Tzu, The Art of War, that those who fail to learn from history are condemned to repeat it. That's probably not right. But as we welcome in Mike Dottiglia, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Hey, Mike, how you?
I'm fine, Tommy. Thank you.
I bring that up, that quote, because I'm just curious, what would Buddy D, what did he used to say as it relates to betting and teams playing under an interim coach the week after a team made the change, and leaving the Saints and everything else out of it, just in general? Did he have a theory on this, like with the starting center thing that you shared with us?
No, the starting center thing, that was actually a goal sheet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mart Olson actually wrote an article, but he gives me the goal sheet to take a look at. I read the article and I showed him. He said, well, how come we haven't been doing this for years? Well, I don't know. But we started afterwards. Mm-hmm. He would always bet on the team that had the interim coach.
Okay.
Always did. He always thought it was a little bump. And I know he saw some stat for it somewhere. But I can't remember.
You talking about Buddy or Mort
really,
now? Or both?
No. Well, whatever Mort wrote, Buddy read most of the time.
All right.
So, the goal sheet was sort of the Bible for him. Mm-hmm. But he always would bet on a team that had an interim coach. He always thought that little bump that first week was there. Now, he'd always bet against them the second week.
Mm-hmm.
That was sort of the plan.
And again, keep in mind, just like groups of people are predictable, individuals are not. You might be able to look at interim coaches. And I'm looking at this from Fox Sports here. Since 2010, interim coaches are 18-12 straight up, 17-13 against the spread in their debuts. That's a group, right? And each individual team, each individual game is different. And of course, the Falcons do have an interest in who wins this game. Let me go to, first off, the change, because I don't know that you and I have spoken since the coaching change happened. We all knew this was going to come, right? It was just a matter of when?
Yeah, it was just a matter of time. But tell me, the tipping point, as we talked about Monday, losing to the worst team in the NFL, what does that make you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you knew that would be a tipping point. And it reminded me, growing up, the Saints being the first team to lose to the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And that was already sort of the beat of the drum between the then owner, Meekum, and Hank Stram. They sort of didn't get along. But Coach Stram told me later, losing to the Bucks, he said that was it. He said basically it signed my obituaries out. When that happened, he said it was all over. And that was the tipping point for Coach Stram. And Monday losing to Carolina the Sunday, that Monday, that was the tipping point.
And, if you go ahead to, I'm trying to remember the year, the new Cleveland Browns were on a losing streak, and they became got their first victory against the Saints, and I think the Saints had lost six in a row at that point, right?
Yeah, Coach Ditka had a face plant on that throw by Tim Couch. Mm-hmm. He fell straight forward. Man, that were people that had thought something had happened to him because, you know, Coach had had some heart issues in the past, and he fell straight forward. He sort of laughed about it later, but, man, he just face-planted it. He couldn't believe that they had given up that late touchdown to the Browns. Yeah, I do remember that, and I do remember him talking about it.
And how did that affect his career from that point? I'm trying to remember. Was he fired after that season?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But that he, I think, always felt that it would had come to the crescendo. The Browns thing was the high point, but they had lost so many games and they didn't look good. They didn't have a quarterback. Now, he had some pieces here with offensive, defensive linemen. But, man, the quarterback situation was horrible. And I think he realized that he sort of whiffed. He thought Heath Shuler, who he had got from the then Washington Redskins, was going to be the guy, just like he thought Ricky Williams was going to be the next Walter Payton. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We always like to spend an hour shooting a breeze with Mike Dettelier the day before the game or the Friday before the game and then the day after the game, depending on how it works out. The way it's working out, I think we can look for a lot of noon games next season, Mike. Would you agree?
Yeah. I don't think you'll catch many 3 o'clockers unless you're playing on the coast.
Maybe a Europe game or something like that, but other than that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
All right, but that's all right because the Saints made a move. It's a positive thing that they made a move in the right direction, and it's we'll talk about what happens from here and more. Marshawn Lattimore, no more a portion of the team. In case you missed that, that happened before the 3 o'clock trade deadline on Tuesday. He's now a member of the Washington Commanders. Questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Friday morning, feeling good. Right now, time for traffic, WWL. 8:27 a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Dettelier, a good friend, WWL. And, well, hell, you know who Mike Dettelier is. I don't have to tell you about that. But I do want to tell you this, before we run out of time, that Mike and Herb Tyler are going to get the LSU game started. And we'll talk about that in the next half hour as well. Get our coverage started tomorrow, as they normally do, from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. It starts at 2 o'clock. Mike, some interesting insights as always. Herb, former LSU Tiger quarterback. He knows some stuff, doesn't he, Mike?
Yeah, we kind of tag team good.
You do. You really do. Y'all play well together. I was going to tell you that. You really do.
Yeah. Oh, and I've heard that from a lot of different people. But, yeah, it's great. We enjoy going to Acme. Great atmosphere there. We see so many opposing fans that stop there. That seems to be the place where a lot of, they're playing at Auburn or an Ole Miss or whatever. So we'll probably see a lot of Alabama fans there tomorrow.
Nothing like talking, hearing from a guy like yourself that has so much expertise when it comes to scouting players and watching the game, and Herb, who actually played it at a very high level. Anyway, that's tomorrow. Acme has 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials. Life's more fun with seafood. You can catch LSU pregame at 4:30, kickoff with Chris Blair, Jacob Hester at 6:30, and Gordy Rush on the sideline. Again, Mike, I would advise everybody to turn down the sound and turn up that broadcast, because these people deal with the team every day of their lives, and it's not like whatever national team pulled the assignment that week. It is going to be the big team for ABC because game day is there, but still in all, I'm going to turn it down and listen to what Chris and Jacob Hester and Gordy Rush have to say. Then it's Tigers Crimson Tide, 9 hours exciting LSU football coverage tomorrow starting at 2 on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Mike, a quick word about LSU before we take a break and then come back about the Saints. And then we'll drill down on this in the next half hour. You feel good? You feel bad? Are you not so sure how you feel about the LSU-Bama game?
No, listen, LSU, both teams are flawed. Both teams can't run the ball. Alabama can because they got Jalen Milroe, But even him, the last three or four games, he hasn't run it as much. Alabama secondary is probably the worst I've seen it in the last 15 years. Mm. They did lose their starting corner. He was a first-round pick by the Lions. And then Kool-Aid McKinstry was a second-round pick by the Saints. They lost their freshman All-American to Ohio State in the transfer portal. Man, they've been burned by everybody this year. That would seemingly play into the hands of LSU and Nussmeier. But I can't remember another year where both teams have struggled so much to run the football. And with LSU, I think the illusion was, yeah, we got four to five starters back, and we ran the ball well last year. Statistically, you did. But you know what a lot of that was about? Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
1,100 yards rushing, improvisational, and that dude took off. And you were like, catch him, somebody catch him. They have not been able to knock people off the line of scrimmage. They very good. Pass protection, very good.
All right, we got to take a break. This got nothing to do with running the ball, but I want to see Trey Green more involved. We'll talk about all that when we come back with Mike Dettelier and the Saints Falcons. Sorry, Chris Miller, minute late. Time for WWL First News.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.